And to the military in this country now and Camp Lejeune, a Marine Corps training facility on North Carolina's coast. The base is an important center for Marine amphibious assault training, but Camp Lejeune has also made headlines for its long, complicated environmental history. It's the site of one of the worst water contamination incidents in this country's history, one that may have exposed as many as 750,000 people to cancer-causing chemicals. More recently, though, Camp Lejeune built solar farms and worked to protect endangered animals. And now the base is a key player in how the U.S. military is responding to climate change. Dave DeWitt from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports.
For a coastal geologist, a vibrocore is like a time machine. As a generator vibrates a long aluminum tube, Professor Antonio Rodriguez of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and his two graduate students force it deep into the Onslow Beach sand. When they pull it up a few minutes later, it reveals several thousand years of history of this barrier island on the coast.
We can see how the barriers evolved through time based on these cores. So what's happening is the barrier is moving landward, and it's moving landward on top of the environments that are behind it.
And what's behind it is Back Barrier Marsh and the Intracoastal Waterway. And behind that are 150,000 acres of estuary, bombing ranges, tank training areas, endangered species, barracks, even unexploded ordnance. Onslow Beach at Camp Lejeune is not some off-the-beaten-path public beach or a protected national seashore. It's 9 miles of amphibious training area, the largest such area the military owns in the country. And it's in serious trouble.
This is probably one of the most vulnerable beaches I've ever seen to sea level rise. And part of it is it's so narrow where we are, and it's low elevation, and it's very vulnerable to overwash.
Rodriguez from the UNC Chapel Hill Institute of Marine Sciences is conducting this research to better understand the history of this barrier island and maybe help predict its future as the climate changes. It's part of DCERP, the Defense Coastal Estuarine Research Program. It's a multidiscipline, multi-year, multi-million-dollar study of the entire Camp Lejeune ecosystem. It involves RTI International, 7 universities, and a variety of other researchers. Pat Cunningham is with RTI International and is the principal investigator.
The DCERP research is really important to the military, not only to Camp Lejeune, but to other installations in these coastal areas, as they want to understand how to sustain the use of the installation lands for military training into the future.
Leaders at Camp Lejeune and the military are reacting to sea level rise not because it's politically prudent to do so. In fact, individual members of the military often express off-the-record doubts about man-made climate change, but they have a mission, and that means dealing with the conditions on the ground.
The military is very progressive and very proactive. They have to sustain the land that they have. There's no new land that they're going to obtain.
Camp Lejeune officials declined to comment on how climate change is affecting their base or their mission. But all members of the armed forces know the importance of taking orders, and their commander-in-chief has recently been quite clear on this topic. Here's President Barack Obama at the Coast Guard Academy commencement this spring.
So I'm here today to say that climate change constitutes a serious threat to global security, an immediate risk to our national security. And make no mistake, it will impact how our military defends our country.
An effective military is a well-trained military, and that takes us back to Onslow Beach. Amid the ancient oyster fossils and driftwood scattered across the sand, Antonio Rodriguez and his graduate students aren't wielding weapons, but their tools may prove even more important to the future of the Marines. After the last aluminum vibrocore tube is loaded into his truck, Rodriguez explains how Camp Lejeune is managing this environment and training ground well by keeping vehicles off the dunes and not overusing any one location. And he offers this advice for the future.
Don't build up the barrier any larger than it is right now in terms of infrastructure and buildings, because that investment's not going to be, it's not going to last very long.
The DCERP research team will present its final findings to the military in 2017. For Here and Now, I'm Dave DeWitt at Camp Lejeune.